Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys hear me talk often about ethnocentric racism, and it is truly a cancer to American society. Now, let me give you an example. When white Democrats back in the days of slavery, the 1800s, mid-1800s, were so focused on their whiteness, and so presidents that were blatantly racist. Well, this guy hadn't become president, but Andrew Johnson was a blatant racist. Many of these white folks, mostly Democrats, blatant racist, judging people by the color of their skin. It didn't matter that the Chinese here were helping build the railroads and were good quality people, weren't committing crimes. You don't see Old West movies with Chinese people committing a lot of crimes, do you? You don't see Old West movies of black folks committing a lot of crimes. You see some Mexican banditos from time to time because they were fighting for their country, but it's mostly white folks who are committing crimes, and most of those crimes are committed against other people. Andrew Johnson called the people he was trying to take over, the Indians in this country, savages, because how dare they not roll over and let white folks have their land? Now, look, I ain't mad at Andrew Jackson, because at the end of the day, we are living on that very land. We are feasting on what became the best country God ever created and probably ever will create. Where America goes, the world goes. But it was ethnocentric racism that did all that. Sadly, I mean, if you want to look at the bad parts about it, I certainly wouldn't want somebody coming to my house being a gangster and kicking me out and my family. Not that they could do it. It ain't going to happen because we'll go down fighting. But you get the point. So, ethnocentric racism is what's bad across the world, folks. It's the Kurds fighting the Shia, fighting the whatevers. That's what it is. Ethnocentric racism. And what we're doing in this country is we're fomenting it. We're saying, oh, it's okay to be ethnocentrically black. It's not okay to be ethnocentrically white. Well, what do you think is going to happen? If ethnocentric blackism wins, then where does the country go? What do we end up doing? By the way, as a black man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want ethnocentrically black. I've seen it in Africa. I've seen it in cities all across America. I've seen it in black neighborhoods. I've seen it in my family. Shoot. Give me some white folks or some Hispanics. But give me anything other than just a bunch of black folks. Because you know what? In many cases, sadly, a lot of black, and I'm talking about my family, for people that, oh, Kevin, you just don't like black people. No, I can give you many examples where I don't want to be around my crazy, we call them jigheads, jighead family members of mine, crackheads, drunks, don't want to work, thieves, and I've got many others that I grew up with, etc., same way. I'm going to give you some tough love today, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Tough love. Ethnocentric racism. I talk about it a lot. Seeing things only through the prism of black. Black people can't do the black. If you were so less focused on black, you'd be more focused on being a human being and being a good citizen, don't you think? And by the way, for the ethnocentric black races, have you really looked at us? Have you looked at our problems? Problems that across the board are exacerbated to the point where you, quite frankly, should be asking yourself, do I really want to profess to be black in this world? The highest crime rates, dropout rates, can't start businesses, can't keep your house, can't keep your families together. I could go on. What in the world would make you want to be black? Well, I still do. Because I know what the blacks can contribute to the culture of not only America, but to the world. I know what we've already contributed. I'm very proud of those, but I'm not proud of this element that wants to see things through this prism of blackness, not because they want to do something better, but because they think they can guilt somebody into giving them something. I'm sick of it. And that is the reason why we are doing, ironically, No Whites Allowed, where we showcase all of this nonsense of black so-called unity. There is no black unity except to get some white guy's money. That's it. There is no black unity except to get something for nothing. That is where the black leftists are completely unified. But other than that, them Negroes kill each other, they cuss at each other, they talk smack about each other worse than any other ethnicity. And I will never forget the words of Pastor Mangum, who said this, and I can quote it from, this has been decades ago he said this. He was lamenting the black condition. He was lamenting the very same people I'm talking about right now. And he said this, black people with more ignorance per square inch than most races per square mile. And he said it just like that. And me and my brother, let me correct my English, my brother and I, it was almost uncontrollable laughter. And by the way, the rest of the church, many of those people were mad at Dr. Mangum for saying, you know what? Y'all need to pay attention and listen. You claim to be biblical, you're not. You claim to be sanctimonious, you're not. You claim to be Christ-serving, you're not. You are none of those things. He said this decades ago. You think it's gotten any better? Is the black condition? I'm just asking. I know it's a bunch of white folks out there listening. Going, Kevin, I don't profess. I can't say nothing, Kevin. I want to say something, but I can't say nothing. I know you don't feel right. I know you're scarred. I know you, Kevin, come over here. I'll tell you, I agree with you quietly. That's okay, scared white people. I ain't worried about it. I get it. But let me tell you this. If this were going on in the white community, I'd be telling you. I'd be saying, you white people need to shut up. Y'all talking about blah, blah, blah. I would be telling you. Y'all with your high crime and your bunch of babies and you can't work, blah, 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 don't want to start businesses, your bunch of... I would be telling you the same way I'm telling these silly Negroes, which is what I call them, that are out there, oh, blackness, oh, my blackness, I can't do this because of my blackness. What can't you do? Because of your blackness. Yeah, talk to me. I know we're having a lecture. My producer's, what y'all looking at me for? You think, y'all think I'm going to, I shouldn't have been so hard the other day on the, please. I'm Kevin Jackson, and I approve this message. I ain't running for office, and even if I were, do you think I would say something different? I'm not backtracking. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is I'm going to be talking about what Michelle Obama said in the First Lady series on Showtime when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about ethnocentric racism and growing up as a child, which we all grow up as children, and we become adults. But I'll have to explain that to you. Anyway, my grandmother would say things to me that led me to believe that she felt like white people were better, or at least they thought they were better. And that wasn't my experience. I didn't meet white people, especially white kids of my day. They didn't make me feel like they were better. They might be jealous of me. They might, I mean, I never had any of my friends call me, you know, the N-word. But, I don't think we thought of each other that way. I thought we thought of each other as, boy, he's really strong. He's really fast. He can fight. She's pretty. He's, you know, ugly, but whatever. We had all these other ways we looked at each other, but I don't think that was the way that we looked at each other. But my grandmother, who grew up, you know, in the racially charged 50s, And of course, 60s, and of course, my grandmother was born in 1920. So she came of age in the 40s, and all that legacy memory of racism boiled over. And so she warned me you got to watch out for them white folks. In her reality, she was right. She didn't understand it was white Democrats. And she, as I said, died a staunch Democrat, not even realizing how badly they had treated our people, black folks. Which goes to just show you how crazy things are in the black community. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. If you want to see strange, look at the black community. We know the government is crooked. They did the Tuskegee experiment, the Negro Project. They have just treated black people like crap. But we love our government. Oh, boy, give me some more of that big government. It's the strangest thing in the world. We understand the dynamics of crime, the dynamics of getting ahead in a society, et cetera, yet we cater to the things that don't allow for that. It is absolute insanity, no matter how you look at it. We're the only people I know, one of the only groups that really waits for first. The closest to that are the LGBT community. Oh, he's the first gay so-and-so. She's the first lesbian this. He's the first transsexual this. See, the LGBT community learned a lot from black folks, which, by the way, is not going to do the LGBT community any good. Because like with black folks, the LGBT community is dehumanizing ourselves. We are fighting against the very thing that Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, said he wanted to do someday. Yeah, free at last, free at thank God Almighty. Yeah, that. You know what I'm talking about. Martin Luther King said, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but the content of my character. He could have easily said, don't judge me by my sexuality, judge me by the content of my character. But what do blacks fight for? To be judged by the color of their skin. What do gays try to be judged for? By the sexuality that they choose, that they profess. Really? You think you're going to get somewhere with that nonsense? You ultimately end up alienating the very people that have learned to overlook. Not that it needs to be overlooked, but the colorblind society. And I always tell people, I don't give a crap about colorblind. Ain't nobody colorblind. I mean, except the colorblind. But the rest of us who can actually see colors, I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your sexuality is. You know what I do care about? Are you a good human being? I've seen flaming gay people that do amazing things, and I think to myself, I would have that person in my life. Not because of their gayness, and I'm certainly not going to succumb to their, proclivities, but at the end of the day, if you're a good person, I want you in my life. End of story. But anyway, we're caught up in it. This ethnocentric nonsense. And in the case of LGBT, whatever centric you want to call it, sexocentric nonsense. Seriously? Caught up. We let it become so divisive. By the way, that's why no whites allowed, which we're looking to do. And the other thing, that's why I do the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, which we're hopefully going to get into North Carolina. I mean, we have a date, September 16th. It's creeping up fast. We got to get some butts in the seat. So if you know people in North Carolina, let them know. It's in Chapel Hill. It's at the VFW there. It's on the site, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy. Booking other locations as well. But all of this is First Amendment stuff to tell people, why are we not talking about this? Why are we not having open and honest discussions about true race relations in America, and essentially saying to black folks, if you just get off your doggone high horse and welcome, get into the party, nobody gives a crap. I told you guys about these black ladies, very wealthy ladies on one of these rich housewife kind of deals. It wasn't rich housewives. It was like doctor wives or baller wives or who knows. But it was one of those beautiful black women. Talking about their daughter's hair might get nappy if she goes in the pool. Her daughter's hair ultimately got nappy when she went in the pool, and no little white girl said a word. And the black woman was like, maybe we were so caught up in it ourselves. Yeah, exactly. You are caught up in it. Well, a black man can't do this. Black man, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said that, I'd be filthy. I'd be richer than Elon Musk. Black people can't get this. Black people can do whatever we choose to do. Now, my grandmother grew up in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s,
And she understood. She was like, oh, I see what these white folks do. White people, Kevin, you got to watch out, boy. You better be this, that, and the other. But I don't tell. I have never said to my son, you're going to have to be twice as good as them white people. You better be men and white people. You better watch out. Never said that. I said, you better be as good as you can be, and this is not acceptable to us as a family, and you're going to represent the Jackson name, and blah, blah, blah. I've said that, but I've never invoked color, because I didn't care. My attitude is, you go be the best you can be, and as a parent, I'm going to help you to achieve that. But boy, we got a lot of race pimps out there. But did I mention my book, Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of leftism? That's what racism is. Racism is a business. And I want to tell you, racism is losing. It's losing because it's been watered down. White folks, look, I don't think you're ever going back. Well, I'm not going to say that for sure, but there's still a pocket of small racists out there who, I'll be honest with you, are rightfully upset that every time you turn around, we're talking about Latino issues or black issues or whatever. They're like, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm not rationalizing anybody's racism by any means, but I can understand people being upset saying, look, why are we so focused on brown people and black people? Why can't we just be focused on people? White folks, we got our problems too. That's what I'd be saying if I was white. By the way, if you do decide to come to my comedy event, I talk a lot about being white. Oh, yeah. I tell you how to be white. So I hope you show up, because I will teach you how to be white. Anyway, this we got to get beyond this. And there's so many factors against it, and people ask me all the time, Kevin, what you gonna take? You know, what you gonna take? Well, I'm gonna spend this hour talking about what it's gonna take, and I'm also gonna talk more about the First Lady on Showtime.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News. An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Having lived in multiple places, I'm talking about even overseas, and traveled extensively, I will tell you this. Ethnocentric racism is practiced everywhere. It's practiced in China. It's practiced in practically every country I went to in Africa. They call it tribal there, where one tribe wants to be in control of another. You've heard of these, and going from Africa to the Middle East, you've heard of the Shias and the Kurds and whatever else. Ethnocentric racism. And you want to know what it ends up in practically every single time? It ends up in either genocide or some form of a dictatorship where the minority party ends up or group ends up being persecuted, etc. I don't think it's ever worked. And you want to know why America works? Because we have overcome ethnic racism, ethnocentric racism. We truly embrace each other as a melting pot. You watch people interact across this country, go to grocery stores, ball games, etc. There will be more strife between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cowboys than there will between any black and any white anywhere in this country. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I study race. I should be a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, at the Hoover Institute, I'm a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, but I should be a senior fellow on race because I get it, I understand it, and I know it thoroughly. I know it from practically every angle you can come at it. And here's what I can tell you. The countries that don't care about race, they don't care about gender and all these other issues, and open themselves up for opportunity are the most, they flourish. The ones that have ethnocentric, you know, warlords and all this stuff, and they're homogeneous for the most part, they hardly ever are successful. And Africa is a perfect example. Africa has the most homogeneous countries on the planet. You go to Somalia, you know what you find? You're not going to find a bunch of Greeks. You're not going to find a bunch of Chinese, but you will find a bunch of Somalis. And when you do find those oddballs that kind of don't fit in, they're usually there to get power. They're usually there with a bushel full of money. They're corrupting the other people. But internally, look at these African countries, homogeneous to a fault. And as I say all the time, ain't nobody talking about the browning of Africa, which is dark, right? Nobody's saying, we need some more white folks over here. We need some more brown people so we can dilute this blackness and get these people more brown. Never happened. You're not looking at people fight for the rights of gays all over Africa or all over the Middle East. But in this country, leave it to the divisive left to find something to fight about. If we were all blonde-haired, blue-eyed, beautiful, it would be the color of the blue. Oh, they're not the deep blue eyes. Or they're not the deep blue. They're too dirty blonde. They would find something to divide. That's what this is all about. And you want to know who are the worst at it? I'm going to say it. I'm about to preach in here. You ready? The worst black leftist and the white enablers that allow them to race pimp is pathetic. I did mention I have a book called Race Pimping that you can get. A fun read. It's about 120 pages and it is absolutely eye-opening how I describe what the selling of the idea that America is racist has cost this country. It has cost us trillions of dollars. And do you think we're solving it? Holy crap. Remember the 1940s and the 1950s when black people were subjugated? We were marginalized. That's black only, and it was supposed to be less. Did we care? We made it better. The Cotton Club. White folks wanted to do our stuff. They wanted our dances. They wanted our music. They wanted our singers. They wanted our actors. They wanted all of it because we innovate. I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying we were amazing. Anything black people took on, we innovated. We made it better because we were the ones working it. If you want to talk about the mother of invention, don't get a black man. So I would tell you a broom, a rake, a hoe, anything to work in a garden or work in a field or work in a house, you know, clothesline, washing machines. Black people are like, shoot, man, it got to be an easier way. We were innovators in every way, shape, or form. Going along this parallel line that was destined to cross. I used to tell people, go look at these pictures of the black community of the 1930s and 40s. Black folks dressed up in their Sunday best, walking the streets, going to whatever entertainment was there. Black-owned businesses flourishing. Black bankers. Black lawyers. Black businessmen. Kids going to school. Focus on education. Focus on family. Focus on God. I could go on. And white folks over looking across the line, and you know what happened? Black folks started needing more and more and more and more. Then white goes, man, they're making their own liquor over there. They got their own juke joints. They're growing their own food. They're surviving. And not only surviving, they're thriving. And they're happy. And some leftists went, we got to break that up. We got to make these Negroes unhappy. Get the Klan over there. Go do something. Go stir somebody up. Get a preacher to go against them. That was a time when a black preacher, oh, lordy, lordy, he was the strongest symbol in the black community. He symbolized God, family, and country all together. And we respected him. I don't respect these black pastors, these black charlatans, these fakes and frauds. They want nothing for the black community. And if you're one of the enablers that's out there talking, ooh, black people, these are poor black people, and we need to get a driver's license, and they need it, black people can't vote, they're disenfranchised, screw you, you KKK. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that's a KKK clown talking. You're not fooling me. You might fool them silly Negroes, but you're not fooling Kevin Jackson. Not up in here. So, you know, I'm just looking at this stuff, saying to myself, what in the world have we come to? Let's segue to the Obamas because I want to get to this ethnocentric racism of Michelle Obama, the lady who uttered, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. Why? Because we elected her husband as president. That wasn't a source of pride. That was a source of luck. And by the way, America proved beyond a shadow of a doubt, had proven it many times before, that we were more than prepared to elect black people as presidents and run industries and whatever, and be quarterbacks and own football and baseball teams. More than ready. Just step up and do it. But they, oh no, it can't happen. Let me, I tell people this all the time. Not a day in my life. Now, I'm a child of the 60s. Not a day in my life had I wake up and say to myself, man, it's impossible for a black man to be president. I remember distinctly saying as a child, if I wanted to be president, I could be president. I don't know if every other black kid thought that way, but the way I was raised, I could be whatever I wanted to be. Nobody could dissuade me from that or make me think otherwise. But that's what these people want to do. They want to make you believe the white man going to keep you down, when in fact, the only person keeping you down is yourself and these knuckleheads around you that you let influence you. And they tell you, look, this is psychological. You let these men, those kind of people stay around you, you will think that way, you will feel that way, you will become that way. I just never bought into it. And thank God I never was around those people. And here's what I can tell you. I guarantee you I've rubbed off more on more black folks because they don't rub off on me. I guarantee you I've rubbed off on them. Staunch belief that, you know, that you're not going to change me. And I'm willing to fight for it. So we get this era, right, where we elect the Obamas, and everybody wanted them. They were conservatives. Many of you probably supported them. You certainly supported the concept of, you know what? I mean, we got Obama. Maybe things will improve. You just rolled over and said, you know what? Maybe this will be good for America. Despite what you thought, you just figured, it can't be all that bad, man. I mean, you know, it is what it is. We elected a black president. I mean, we got to get over this stuff, right? We're going to get through this ethnocentric racism. It didn't happen. It wasn't even a hot minute. Barack Obama was elected. The guy who runs the NAACP at the time, Benjamin Jealous, said, don't think that it's over. This is just the beginning of our fight. Al Sharpton said, no, this actually reinforces how racist America is. The fact that they elected a black man reinforced for Al Sharpton how racist the country was. We hadn't done it before. Everything that you thought in your head was blown away. And as I said, Michelle Obama, first time I done like, I'm proud to be an American. Really? That's the way you celebrate the victory of your husband. Something that many people from her generation, I mean, and her, you know, her parents and all, didn't even think were possible. She probably didn't even think it was possible. And here it was, right in front of everybody's face. And how did America end up? You ready? More ethnocentrically racist. We have spent trillions of dollars to ingrain more racism into this country than at any time in history, and leftists still want more. This time we will cover Michelle Obama when we get back, I promise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Racism, leftist racism, permeates every element of American society. You may not notice it, you may not think about it, but it does. They talk about the way you're greeted by you know, some waitress or a flight attendant or whatever. Did you see the way they talked to me? They looked at me the way they did this, whatever. I get followed when I go to stores or whatever else. All this stuff. Look, just go back and look at Barack Obama's presidency and you'll get it. Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because I mentioned the other day that they canceled Showtime, canceled this show called The First Lady. And it was supposed to be this you know, biopic of three different first ladies where, and you, they show them in different eras and how things were being done or whatever. And I said, the reason why it didn't work is, number one, nobody cares about first ladies. To the, if they would have had one on there, they should have had Melania. That would have made it be successful. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But they want to profile Roosevelt, I don't know, some two others, JFK's wife, or not JFK, anyway, I don't know, but then Michelle Obama, she was one of them. And the reason why I'm doing this about Michelle Obama is because it was a puff piece for Michelle Obama. And I've argued with you guys many times that Michelle Obama isn't popular. People don't like her. Oh, she was amazing first lady. No, she wasn't. She was a prop. She was a figment of people's, of the leftist, not a figment, but she was a narrative set up by the leftists to make her look like, ooh, she's so amazing. No, she's not. Nobody give a crap about her. And the reason why it failed is for that reason. If you wanted to do a first lady thing legit and you did Melania Trump, I bet you money it would be successful. People would be like, what really did happen behind the scenes in the Trump administration? And Melania, who was much maligned for doing what? Being a successful immigrant who came to America the right way, married herself, a billionaire playboy, and went on to become first lady. You want to talk about a story for success? Where, move over, Princess Di. Shoot. So I would even watch it, and I'm not even being funny. If she were a Democrat, I'd be like, shoot, I want to know how she did that. That's pretty amazing. Democrats don't have stories like that. They have conniving women like Hillary Clinton, who will crush other women and anybody else that gets in the way to get their husband elected, so they can then ride on the coattails of some man. Holy mother of me too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tucker Carlson covered this deal with Michelle Obama, and I didn't watch it. I didn't see anything about it. I did not know they depicted her as the ethnocentric racist she is. Here's Tucker talking about it.
Joe Biden's not running for president again. Sorry, nobody wants him to. Maybe his wife does. Nobody else does. 70% of Democratic voters say they'd rather someone else run. So who will that person be? Well, Kamala Harris is the vice president, apparently, but please. And good luck getting anyone to vote for Pete Buttigieg. He's a joke. So the person the insiders are talking about, the obvious choice should be Michelle Obama. Obviously, polls show Democrats love her. The media loves her more than anything. She went to Princeton on merit. She's a fashion icon. She's married to Barack Obama. She even plants in her own vegetable garden. Therefore, she's totally qualified. And we assumed this was going to happen until we saw a new Showtime series that portrays Michelle Obama as First Lady. And it turns out that Michelle Obama is exactly the person you thought she was. Here she is.
You don't think I want to pop off every time I see another unarmed black kid get shot? You know I want to be out there on those streets marching right along with those kids. That's not our reality.
Because we're the first family.
Yeah.
But Barack, we're the first black first family. And we've been called in every way possible. For once, let's be the.
All right, so first of all, she's using the N-word. Or the actress portraying her is using the N-word. So, like, that's, you're done. You can't hold higher office, even if an actor is using your image to use that word. You're set. You can't be president. But there's also the problem that the Michelle Obama portrayed there is completely unhinged. And again, this was produced by Showtime. These are not her enemies. These are her friends. Here's Michelle Obama saying she wants to beat up Trump supporters.
A black man can rise to the highest office in the land, built on the backs of slaves, and it tears them up so much that they elect something like that?
No, Misha.
I want to beat the shit out of every single person who voted for him. I want to go so low.
You gotta wonder, did they call the Obamas? I mean, this is like the right-wing caricature of Michelle Obama. Presumably, Showtime, the people who wrote this, know Michelle Obama, and that's what she's really like. Who knows how this got made? Are the Obamas mad about it? They should be. Viewers don't like it. Showtime just announced the first lady. This show will be canceled after just one season.
Now, I talked about this show being canceled the other day. And obviously, Tucker has illuminated as to some of the dialogue that went on there. And I agree with him. Tucker's asking the question, is this really Michelle Obama? Are they upset? No. It's a badge of honor for her. They consulted with her. Let me put it this way. Do you honestly believe Showtime would make this without running this by Michelle? And she's, no, let it go. That's the way I felt at the time, whatever else. Ethnocentric racism, folks. This is what occupied the White House. This is what occupied the White House for 8 years. This is what you felt like you were getting rid of racism, and all you did was install racism, and it undid everything that led us to the very point that we were willing to, as most of America, I don't know, many of America believe, elect a black man. I never believed we wouldn't. I know America. I know Americans. We are about meritocracy. Are you the best candidate for the job? And by the way, if you think that the leftist elitists are leaving this to chance, you must be out of your freaking minds. They gave us this clown and his ethnocentric racist wife built on the fake narrative that they're the happy black Camelot couple and they're going to come in and save America from our racist selves. Do you understand the irony of a black man running, winning overwhelmingly, and still crying racism? Everybody talking about how racist America is. People lost their minds over the Obamas, including many people that call themselves conservatives. And you know why those conservatives lost their mind? Because they were willing to sacrifice the greater good to say, you know what, I'll give the dude a chance. He's the first black dude. Give the nigger a chance. Why not? All these white guys tried it. They haven't been very good at it. And the powers that be went, you know, I guess it's time for a Negro. It's almost like they were, let's break the color barrier and bring a Negro into baseball. Let's have a Negro of this, that, or the other. The only difference between all them other Negroes out there doing their stuff, they were the best at what they did. Jack Johnson got in the ring, and he whooped white boys' butts. And then finally, like all of America, at some point, somebody came in and whooped his butt. That was the meritocracy. The color line got broken in baseball. There was no doubt Jackie Robinson was qualified. So were many other black players. And eventually, what do we end up with? We end up with everybody playing baseball. Do we not have enough examples of black people getting in and doing something and then everything going okay? Do we not have enough examples? I mean, when they broke the color barrier in basketball, I mean, don't even go look at old footage of white boys playing basketball when Naismith invented the sport. It's a joke. We get in and we innovate. By the way, I'm going to have a conversation. There's an idiot. I've talked about him before. His first name is Joe. And he writes to me. Periodically, I forget that I told him one day, you're dead to me, because he's an idiot. But he sends me this thing about innovation of blacks, and we're going to get into it in another time. But and essentially what he proclaims that white people have done more to innovate than blacks or people of color, including blacks. And I don't disagree with him. Now, I explain it to him in a way that he never understood it, and I'm going to explain it to the audience, because if you hear this, you'll think, oh, Kevin's saying white people are better than black people. Not at all. I think genius is evenly distributed in all cultures. I think it's a matter of, do you find it? So we'll get more into that. But here's my point about the Obamas. Ethnocentric black races who left a stain on this country that, quite frankly, it's going to take a long time to get out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.